Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Before she was a minor, Mrs. Weisenbacher played the role of Miss Pipes in the Anna Held Company's theatrical performance titled The Little Duchess. But in 1903, she decided to join her father and brother at their Forest Queen hydraulic mine near Grants Pass, Oregon. The former Miss Pipes told a Mining Review reporter in 1904, "Though I had become fascinated with the life behind the footlights, I am equally so with the life of a gold digger in southern Oregon." The reporter described her as a handsome woman busily engaged about the diggings, separating mercury from gold and bucking boulders at bedrock. Nearby, Mrs. M. E. Moore worked her own mine as an expert piper who handled the huge placer nozzles used to blast tons of dirt from the hillsides to be processed for gold. "Mining is the life for me. I love it," she told the reporter. In 1912, the president of the Oregon Mining Association was a woman, Mrs. L. B. Bartlett, who spoke at the Southern Oregon and Northern California Mining Congress in Medford. She had prospected all over the West and owned the Great Northwestern Mining and Milling Company. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.